Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on Bobbing for Apples. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Thomas Mabe?
This is Tom.
Mr. Mabe, this is Tanya with the I'm just following up with you. I called you back in December about renewing your subscription.
Help me. I'm being held against my will. You gotta help me.
I'm sorry, do what?
I'm being held against my will. You gotta get me out of here.
Okay, sir, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Don't hang up. I'm scared. Don't hang up. Oh, please don't hang up.
Tell me again, what's going on?
I can't take it anymore. They've taken everything from me. I had a 66 Chevelle Super Sport with crackers, and they stole it. And they traded a Ford minivan.
Are you at 4111 Morgan James?
No, no, that's my old address. They took me from there. I'm not there anymore. That's not who I was.
And where are you now?
They keep me moving. I don't know. One night it's like football practice. The next night is scouts. And there's this little one. And he can torture me. He watches iCarly. He's on a show. He watches it all day long, over and over again. And it's, I can't take it anymore. You gotta get me out of here.
Are you talking about your family?
They're taking my money.
Okay, I can't help you.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Say hello, Greg Warren, will you, Tom?
I'm happy to. I just saw Greg doing his thing in Kentucky. It was awesome at the Carnival of Comedy with Willie G. That was a great show, Greg.
You saw him at the Caravan.
What did I say?
You said Carnival.
Sorry. I was close. I'm trying to do two. Greg, before your segment starts, you have to give me just a second here.
Once again, maybe radio isn't for you.
Greg, you used to be a kid at one point. And yes. Did you like making s'mores?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I can tell you were enthusiastic. We were doing s'mores last night at my house, and I get very concerned the kids are going to get stabbed. Someone has sent me the safe s'more stick, in which the tongs, the fork at the end is turned around, so you can't get stabbed with it.
Oh, okay.
What a brilliant invention. I didn't know that it'd be something.
Yeah, man, I bet you if you put that in somebody's eye, you would do some pretty good damage.
Sure.
Especially if it's hot.
Well, if it was hot, yeah. You'd have to kind of do it looks like a harpoon, but thank you very much for sending that. I certainly appreciate it. That's just a little update from Jessica. Thank you very much, Jessica. Now, where are you, Greg?
Guys, I'm in my newly remodeled condo.
Yay!
Right. It looks wonderful.
It does.
Yes, looks lovely. It does.
So you went with the Ecru, the eggshell, the cream, the
water.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta approach these things, Greg. You buy something so you can sell it. That's all you have to remember, Greg. Everything's for sale. Everything
that's,
has
that's what my designer told me.
I told you. That's right. Yeah.
No, once again, you had a flood and you had to redo your place. But it looks great. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. My designer, Kate, my friend Tim's mom's coming over today. We're going to get the Warren wall rebuilt.
All right.
Get all the Warren pictures up here.
Oh,
soon,
nice.
So, yeah. Missed got some those. New ones. Got a Warren DeMartini picture.
these are famous Warrens.
Uh-huh.
For the Warren.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course. Earl Warren.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Now, do you have Warren Haynes up there from?
Definitely.
Guitar player.
Picture a really nice picture of Warren Haynes.
Oh, good,
it's
good.
It's kind of a portrait.
what is today's theme, if you will?
I want to talk about apple bobbing.
Ah, ooh. 'Tis the season, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. So you guys know apple bobbing. You put a bunch of water in a big basin and you put apples in there and people put their hands behind their back and they try to get the apples out with their mouth.
Sure.
That's called apple bobbing. There's another Halloween activity if you just sort of sit back and lecture everybody about how unhygienic the process is and don't participate in it. That's called the apple tomming.
Apple tomming.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're then a fan, I gather, of the apple bobbing.
Yeah, I've never done it that I know of. It wasn't a part of my Halloween, but I am a fan. It started as a way for young lovers to find out if they were soulmates.
Really?
What?
Yes, each apple represented a man, and the female would try to bite the apple representing her crush.
Hmm.
If the female bit the apple after one try, they and their mate were fated for love.
Oh.
After two tries, the suitor would pursue the female, but the romance would eventually fade away. And three tries, it just wouldn't happen.
What would happen if she just sucked on the apple and it went right in her mouth?
Then everybody wants to date her.
Yeah, then she would win the fifth race at Pimlico.
Oh yeah, horses love apple bobbing, I guess. Oh. Right? Yeah.
Now, if I could break away for 1 second, Greg Warren, yay or nay on candied apple?
Well, I don't know what you mean a caramel apple?
No, caramel apple's different than a candied apple.
It's a similar thing. The candied apple, they're red.
I don't.
You lose 1 to 3 teeth.
I'm not a fan.
Caramel apples, do you like those?
Yes. I like a caramel apple.
Me too. Nuts or no nuts?
No.
I guess nuts.
No. Take that away. Hideous looking. Josh, your thoughts?
Those look
a little diseased.
Yeah, those look like a skin disease. You're right.
I like caramel apples. Hold the apple. Hey, here's something amazing that we're going to kind of ruin.
Healthy fruit. We're just going
to. I love an apple.
You love caramel.
You guys see me eat apples in the morning.
Yeah, we
I can't stand it when it's covered.
Also, if you if the maiden. Put the apple with the bite of it underneath her pillow, she would dream of her the man that she would marry at night.
Wow.
Yeah. If I put an apple underneath my pillow, I would dream of a girl that had a giant apple head, I think.
Yeah. I would dream of ants crawling on my face.
Yeah, me too.
You know a lot of people with an apple head, Greg? Like a big.
I know. I have some weird dreams, Chick, okay. Especially when I eat late.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I think that was sort of my first experience around the middle school with insults. You know, you just sort of whatever item is around you, that's what you. Oh, look at old Applehead.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got no ice cream head looking.
Uh-huh.
There were variations of apple bobbing. Apple on a string where you just tie a bunch of apples from the ceiling and you have to put your hands behind your back and you jump up and take a bite out of the apple. The first one to eat the entire apple is the winner. I don't see how you could do that.
No, awesome. It took 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's the point of that?
A lot of this is insane. This all started, I think, with a game called Snap Apple in Ireland. Snap Apple in Ireland, Newfoundland, and Labrador. Snap Apple is such a big deal. Halloween is called Snap Apple Night.
Wow.
So what they do is they have a horizontal plank that hangs from the ceiling, and on one end is an apple. On the other end is a burning candle. And they just spin the plank around, and you got to jump up and try to get an apple instead of
a burning candle.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing can go wrong here.
No. The risk reward equation seems to be a little off here. Yes. For me. It's like, yes, if you lose, you get fire and molten wax in your face. If you win, you get a bite of an apple. And then this is even crazier. There's a game, I guess, that sort of started some of this on Christmas Eve. Have you ever heard of Snap Dragon?
No.
This is preceded Snap Apple. They play it on Christmas Eve. You put a shallow bowl down, and you put brandy in it, and you put raisins in the brandy, and you set the brandy on fire.
Yes.
And then you have to snatch the raisins out with your tongue and extinguish them in your mouth.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. And this is a quote here. Nevertheless, children burned their hands or mouths playing this game. Children, call CPS right now.
That's insane.
That is insane.
And now here's our winner.
Man.
Terrible tradition.
In Scotland, they call it ducking or duking, apple duking.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a game called apple ducking. You're throwing an apple at somebody's head half a second before it hits their head. You say duck. Yeah. Uh-huh. Often it's much too late.
Right.
That's what we did in my neighborhood. Apple bobbing, guys, there's not a ton on it. So if it's okay with you, I thought I'd expand the topic just to talk a little bit about apples.
Oh, okay. All right.
In general, what do you think the number one selling apple is?
Red Delicious.
Honeycrisp.
Fuji.
Honeycrisp is two, Pat.
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith is three, Josh.
Gala.
My favorite is the Gala.
Gala is number one.
Really?
Oh, there you go.
That's my favorite.
Now you go Gala or Gala?
I go Gala. No.
Gala.
What do I say? Oh, I'm going to buy some Gala apples. I guess I do say Gala. Yeah.
No. How about for a formal event? Would you go Gala or Gala?
I go Gala unless it's all men, in which I go Gala.
Is that right?
Yeah. I go, look at this Gala.
You're really driving home. So sorry.
I'm often told to grow up.
What event have you been to?
I'm often told.
He doesn't like to go. I can tell you that.
Yeah, he has his car.
You can't wear Carhartt at a formal event.
I know,
event.
Right?
You can. They don't like it.
We should make a Carhartt logo tuxedo for you.
I would love it. I'd love it.
Eating apples can actually aid in brightening teeth. While it's not a substitute for toothpaste, the acid in apples helps clean the teeth and brighten the teeth.
That's interesting.
Apple is the second most popular fruit. Christy, what's the number one?
Banana.
There you go. There
really?
Banana is number one. More than
by the way, Greg Warren, if you really want to dive deep, you should do a special about the Cavendish banana.
Oh, God.
Please don't.
Please don't. He's talked to
that's
us.
That's the mini banana, right?
No, it's the standard banana that they were afraid was going to go extinct, but apparently in the last month or two, a couple scientists have saved it. So it's a very long, boring story.
If there's a morning where you, Tom,
it sounds like something we should investigate.
No, if you know it's a long, boring story, why do you keep talking about it?
Ad nauseum.
I just wanted to underscore the fact that they've apparently rescued the Cavendish banana. You know, all the bananas we eat are descended from one banana, correct?
Banana tree.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about John Chapman. Who's that, Josh?
Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Appleseed. Johnny Appleseed.
This smacks of a Missouri thing.
Is this a real guy?
No.
Yeah.
John Chapman is a real guy.
Is he from Missouri?
No. He was, I believe, from Ohio? Pennsylvania, but spent a lot of time in Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, I believe Pennsylvania is where out from where Pat was from, I think.
Huh.
Appleseed went around planting apple trees. Here's the thing. He planted all his seeds, all his apples trees from seeds, which is not the best way to plant. If you want a good apple, you do it from grafting, but Chapman's religion would not allow him to graft trees. They said it hurt the plants. Yes,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so he did his from seeds. So his apples were sour, according to Henry David Thoreau. You guys know who that is, right?
He
wrote
Walden.
He wrote On Golden Pond.
Right. No. He wrote
he directed On Golden Pond. Right. Won an Academy Award.
Yeah. No, you may have that wrong. Sure.
I'm pretty sure it's that, Josh. I know what I'm talking. This is my report.
You're right. I'm sorry.
He said, and they were sour enough to set a squirrel's teeth on edge and make a jay scream. That's what the seed apples, doctor. Yeah. What they were really good for was hard cider. What all of Appleseed's trees were used for was hard cider. Johnny Appleseed was basically America's first liquor rep. I mean, I'll take those trees, Johnny, but the other guys usually have some sort of tchotchke. I got a Jack Daniels mirror from the lemon guy and a Jim Beam headband from the other guy. Can you give me a koozie or something?
By the way, why did his religion forbid?
Probably a Quaker or something.
Graft.
It was called Swedenborgo, I believe is religion.
Oh, Swedenborg.
Yeah, Chrissy and I were just talking about
that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that like an Amish thing?
It's not quite. Sweden, and
it's from Sweden. He was real kind to the animals and he put out a fire one time because it was killing mosquitoes.
What a dick.
And he also
thought the opposite. He's a very kind guy.
Spreading disease.
You can see how kindness would equate to dickdom in Tom's mind.
Mosquitoes are passing along deadly diseases, and this guy's over there.
He also thought acorns were medicinal. You swallow two of those and call them in the morning.
Okay, idiot.
Here's the thing. During Prohibition, I know we're running low on time, but during Prohibition, they went down and they basically got rid of all of Appleseed's trees.
Oh my!
Because of hard cider, that's what they were doing.
I didn't know that.
So the FBI went out and they got rid of these. But basically, all of Johnny Appleseed's work. So he was like, "Hey, but I'm Johnny Appleseed." Well, I'm Johnny Law.
Okay, I just looked it up. There is one of his trees left.
It's in Ohio?
Yes.
In Nova, Ohio?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Grows tart green apples. I guess the last of the Johnny Appleseed trees. Fascinating stuff, Greg Warren. Now, is it true that you're going to be in Murray, Kentucky?
I would never call back. I just wouldn't.
Why would you be more dismissive?
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.